Well, Paddy, I suppose it's fair to say that it's been a season of some disappointment and some success and some failure, hasn't it, really? And,
yeah.
for you personally, a lot of pain this season.
Definitely, yeah. Obviously, with the shoulder playing a major part of my season, it's been disappointing. Suffering the injury and missing out on so much of the season and a lot of games has been really frustrating for me. So I'm disappointed and can't wait for next season. I wish next season would come. Hope start next week, really, to be honest with you.
I mean, the first half of the season was particularly successful, just about pushed our way into the playoff places. And then you got your injury and Ben was sold and one or two things. And unfortunately, the second half hasn't been quite so good, has it?
Yeah, I think obviously those things played a major factor in us losing form and maybe a little bit of inconsistency, because we had a settled side around that time, and to lose a player of Ben's stature is going to hurt any team in this division, and it's obviously played a major factor in us maybe slipping down the league.
Well, the listeners to Palace Radio have voted your goal at Pride Park as their goal of the season. A fantastic strike. You must be delighted with that one.
Yeah, definitely. It was around the time when we went on a little unbeaten run and confidence was high, and it was just bolt from the blue, really. I'll probably never hit one like that again, and never have done before then. So it's a strange award for me to be getting there as a centre-half, but I'm delighted to have it, really.
You must be delighted with the way that strike went in, because it was very early in the game, wasn't it? And the defence kind of opened up a little bit, but it was still a long, long way out for you to strike that ball.
Yeah, definitely. It kind of just, I didn't really have an awful lot of options. It was Clint Hill was running back towards me, and he's just said shoo, so I've just let rip, and it's fortunately enough flew into the top corner. So as I said, it's probably a once in a career thing for me, and I was delighted with that at the time.
You don't get many goals, but that was a super strike.
I'm usually good for two or three a season. That's kind of been how many I've chipped in with most clubs I've been at. So to score one like that, as I said, I've never scored one like that before, and it was a great feeling, but it was a great result and a great day, really, all round for us.
You've come back in the last few weeks. How's your fitness now?
Getting better and stronger every week. I think I got through maybe the first couple of games on adrenaline alone. It was just great to be back, and then the legs got heavier after that. But as I said, I'm just gutted that our season's going to be ending on Sunday, and I wish next season was starting next week, to be honest with you, because I can't wait for it.
It's going to be a bit of a break, but there's going to be a few changes inevitably, as there are at every football club over the summer. You must be looking forward to coming back next season and hopefully making a challenge in the top six.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've got every confidence. Hopefully we'll bring in one or two new fresh faces, kind of liven things up around the place. We've got a great squad as it is. I just think we need one or two more to come in and add to what we've got at present. And hopefully next year we'll be up in them playoffs right until the end, and not just up until Christmas.
So very briefly, just looking ahead to Sunday's match, it's going to be a big game for Sheffield United, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. Big game for them. I think the lads are looking forward to it. It's obviously given us something to play for, and we'll be going out to win the game, as we always do in every game, and Sunday's no different for us. And I think the lads all feel the same way as I do. It wouldn't be nice to have another team coming to our place and celebrating going up at the end of the season. That wouldn't be a nice feeling for any player. So as I said, we'll be going out to win the game, and whatever happens to Sheffield United happens to Sheffield United. That's not our concern. So we're just, what's important to us is Crystal Palace.
So it's a question of ending the season on a high then, Paddy?
Definitely, it always is. It has been even ever since we knew that playoff position wasn't achievable. We want to win every game we play. Every time we put on the shirt, we're representing the club and the fans who pay money to come and watch us every week. So we want to win games, and winning games breeds confidence.
Well, congratulations once again for that goal, and good luck for next season.
Brilliant, thank you.